The Alaska Bar Association says Senator Ted Stevens should have his law license temporarily suspended. Stevens is fighting the move, which is standard when a lawyer is convicted of a felony. The Bar Association filed its reply yesterday saying it is appropriate for the court to temporarily suspend his license. Stevens' lawyers argued in a motion filed earlier this month that because the senator doesn't plan on practicing law in Alaska and is on inactive status in the state, there's no need to suspend him. But counsel for the Alaska Bar Association, Steve Van Gore, says that's not how the rules work. He says the point is not to punish, but keep the public informed and safe.
I can certainly appreciate from any convicted lawyer's point of view that providing publicity of the conviction subjects the lawyer to public scrutiny, if not, criticism for having been convicted of a criminal offense. But to describe it as a public reprimand is inaccurate.
Stevens' lawyer Tim McKeever in Anchorage did not return calls, but in his motion filed with the court earlier this month, he called the decision to suspend Stevens' license premature, since the legal process has not yet wrapped up. Stevens plans to appeal his case. The state Supreme Court will weigh the arguments before deciding whether to temporarily suspend Stevens' license. The suspension would last until the case has run its course, at which point the Bar Association would recommend a final action, which could include reprimand or disbarment. Senator Stevens has already temporarily lost his law license in Washington, D.C. and California. District of Columbia Court of Appeals Clerk Garland Pinkston Jr. says Stevens' temporary suspension in Washington was automatic as soon as the paperwork went through.
Our rules provide that any member of our bar who is convicted of a serious crime will be automatically suspended on an interim basis as soon as the system is aware of that conviction and obtains the formal documents evidencing the conviction. It is standard operating procedure.
Pinkston says a three-judge panel on the D.C. Court of Appeals will decide later whether Stevens should permanently lose his license to practice law in Washington, D.C.